This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons
Thanks for hanging on.
Is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Especially on social media platforms, we broadcast into 157 cities across the country. We're the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. You can go over to Genesis Communication Networks and check us out on the gauge. I don't know where we're at right now, but you can go ahead and check that out. But thank you for holding on with us on social media platforms. I want you to know that we don't have sponsors. We have those that support us and keep us out there. And we are the busiest ministry that you know of. That's how the Christ is glorified, not by your excuses, but by your fruit, John 15:8. So, with that said, if you want to check us out, know who we are, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I see people, and as you found out yesterday on the show, it's amazing how people like to put words into my mouth. They don't, you know, before doing their due diligence, they jump the gun. And yeah, we've all done it, right? And I'm not trying to justify that because I'm guilty of that at times too. But in a particular situation, I had one that should have knew better and did what Matthew 18 said. Go to your brother if you have a problem. And if that brother would have did that, I could have taken the time to show him that there was 92 different comments to the accusation that was being laid and how it went from scripture to me saying it. Well, I'm the ambassador and I'm going to hold to the word of God. I'm not moving from that. So, as you know, I'm confronting this false grace. This grace that's used as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5:13. This different gospel. Galatians 1:8. And by the way, for those that like to take time and just misconstrue what I say and leave long letters, if you take out of context what I say, we're going to have an issue. So what I prefer to do is I want the 157 cities to hear how I'm saying something outside of what Scripture tells us that we should be saying. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Had one yesterday, said the same exact thing I was saying, and then he said false teacher. Well, first of all, I'm not a teacher. Okay. Anybody with a brain in their head and a little discernment can figure that one out. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist, folks. I'm not a prophet. I'm very apostolic all the way around because it's all five. The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and or the teacher, right? Apostle, prophet, teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28 as well. Then you have the evangelist and the pastor. We do all five things here. Okay, some gifts are stronger than others, but it's interesting how people, or they'll call me Pastor Bradley. I am not that guy. Maybe in a little bit apart, and a one-on-one, but I'm not the guy that wants to sit there and babysit the flock. I can tell you that right now. No, my job is to get them outside of the building and do something, because that's where real Christianity is exhibited to the world. And that's what is that's problematic today in the church, is they sit around inside of the building, they act pious, they walk outside the building, they act like the devils that they really are. That's more than not. And then what they do is they have the audacity to go out and take scriptures way out of context, or just simply make things up and then throw them out there. And just act like, well, this is my God and this is what I do, so on and so forth. I could do a whole week of shows just countering the false, out of context cherry pickings that go on amongst the professors, just on from my social media platforms. It's scary. They're biblically illiterate on so many fronts, more than not. And I'm high fiving those that are. But I just, someone was just talking about the fear of death. I'm not afraid of dying. Okay. You know what? Should we be afraid to die? No, we shouldn't be. But I'll tell you what, there is a spiritual fear by the Holy Ghost that's given unto us to drive us to that fear. Listen, do you ever walk up to the end of a precipice, like you're on top of a large cliff and you look down and you feel your stomach just rise up? There's a fear there, right? Is that diabolical, or is that a prudent God-given gift where the Holy Ghost says, be careful so you don't fall off? And there's a fear that drives us to the Lord, and there's a fear that drives us away from the Lord. There's one diabolical and there's one that's filial. But when I hear people just flippantly talk about, I'm being saved, just like Spurgeon said, those that are sure that they're saved, Charles Spurgeon said this, the Prince of Preachers, those that talk about their assurity of being saved, he said, you can rest assured they're not. When I hear people talk about not having the fear of death, I want to tell you something. You better put a check on that. I was just reading, as a matter of fact, before the show today, and I want to tell you why. Because I seen someone post something like this just a little bit ago, and I started to chuckle because I just read this. And when you look at Revelation 6, it's interesting how the Bible talks about when he judges the earth. And then he starts talking about what's going to happen. And it says in verse 15 of chapter 6 of Revelation, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every freeman, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. Now, this is judgment of God upon the repentant, those that were brazenly, steadfast in their sin, fixed in direction in their sin. And what does the Bible say? In the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, they were so afraid, they said, fall on us and hide us from the what? Hide us from the what? This is so contrary to what we're taught in the American church. We have the image that Jesus is walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the butt, telling the world everything is okay, when in fact his message was just the opposite. Why do you have that image in your mind? We have an image of God the Father as being some sort of cuddly daddy. We don't understand his character. Read Psalm 5 and 10. Read Psalm 50. You thought that I was altogether such a one as yourself. He said he was going to set the record straight. He said, you have your covenant in your mouth, and you thought that this was going to go for naught. He said, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and none delivereth. Oh, my goodness. Hey, he's not like you. You better understand that he is a just and a holy God. And Scripture tells us right here that even from the kings all the way to the bottom, that they were crying out to the mountains and the rocks to fall on them and to hide them from what? The face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of what? The wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall stand, and who shall be able to stand before him? People are scarily deceived. They are purposely and willfully deceived. They get a little taste of the word. They see the word out of context, or they hear from the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, one little thing out of context without holding it in as it was inspired by the writer, namely Paul, in so many different references in Scripture. They don't see it through. They take it out of context and they think everything is okay. Oh my goodness. You better read that Bible again. You know those that are okay and those that are not. Matter of fact, when you read the epistles, you can see how they start out. They're addressed to the sanctified ones. They're addressed to those that acknowledge the truth of God. Those that are obedient. That's how these epistles start, not to the disobedient. I'll be right back. We're going to get back on track here. I'll take some of these phone calls. 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You know, just real quick, and I'm going to take this phone call. We should love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22:37. Doesn't stop there. We should love our neighbor as ourself. This is the law and the prophets. Hey, folks, love doesn't abrogate the law. It fulfills it. That love comes from the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. And if you read chapter Romans 13, you'll understand it. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is the whole of the law. But I also want to say this to those that don't know Scripture, that are learning Scripture. When you read 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, for this is the love of God. You ready for this? Oh, how the modern day mushroom converts who need to be converted again hate to hear this. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Also read 1 John 3:6. Go to 2:6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Hey folks, grace and salvation is not your hold on the Lord, it's His hold on you. Just want to make sure you understand. And those that are saved by grace, understand that the word grace means the power to restrain from sin. Go to Webster's 1828. Don't go down to these watered-down versions of these modern dictionaries that have reversed the very definitions of what Webster put in place. Remember, I have one right here. Webster's 1828 dictionary has a big picture of Webster right in the front. And when you look at the little the seal, it says, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law. Grace fulfills the law, does not remove the law. Christ never abrogated the law. He established it. Romans 3:31. Folks, when you see a lot of gibberish going on online, go to the Word. Go to the Word. There's a lot of people throwing stuff out in part. We got Eric calling from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Do we have Eric from New York? Do we not have Eric from New York? Do I need to refresh Eric from New York? You know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and give it a try. I'm going to reconnect, and there it is. Now we're reconnecting. Hopefully we have Eric from New York, and if not, what we'll do is I'm reconnecting, Eric. Thank you for holding, by the way. And as I'm reconnecting, I'm going to see if you're still there, and if you are, I'm going to pull you up. Here, let's try that. There we go. Eric, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. That was Comrax bad. Forgive me.
All right. No worries, brother. No worries. IT issues. It's all good. Well, you want to talk about Ray Epps? Would you all do me a favor and look up Nicholas Rodin?
Okay.
It's another January 6th actor that I have documented. Nobody seems to know about this character. Nobody seems to know about me for some reason because I don't fit the January 6th narrative.
Okay.
Nicholas Rodin, R-O-D-I-N-E. He was right there beside the Q shaman actor. One thing I'd like to say, there's a little distraction. A lot of people think it's trendy to hate on the FBI right now.
Yeah.
As we all kind of see that narrative. I'll tell you that January 6th was a DOD operation. You cannot tell me that the FBI has more resources than the U.S. Department of Defense.
Okay.
I know that's probably something people haven't raised up a lot now, is it?
Well, no, what I think, Eric, if I can just add to that, what I think is they're all in it together, protecting themselves against the very people that they are to, in fact, protect, to refrain from sin, to maintain order, to condemn the wicked, and to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1. And I see them in operation, and I'm talking about the corrupt, in function, in opposite of the purpose that they are there in the first place. That's what I see. So nothing surprises me, but when it comes to Ray Epps, I have it up on the screen right now. It's interesting to note that here, I just want you to hear this, and I'll give it back to you, okay, Eric? It says Ray Epps confesses in court documents. This is brand new by Red Voice Media, okay?
Yeah.
So it looks like this is his phone text. So it looks like around 9 a.m. your nephew texts you. This is his response. You and Jim be safe. And then at 2:12 p.m. on January 6th, you text back and say, I was in the front with a few others. I also orchestrated it. Now this is,
yes, he did.
Yep, this is a guy that has continuously been MIA concerning these hearings. I'd highlighted the fact that Gateway Pundit did an outstanding compilation of these videos showing you who in fact was responsible for creating these issues.
Ray F was at a place called BLM Plaza on the night before.
Okay.
I don't know what it was called. It was renamed BLM Plaza. I witnessed him doing exactly that. The day I saw him, the night before, he had your typical, and I don't, you know, this might keep, you know, piss off a few of your audience, but he had that typical psychopathic jarhead drill sergeant, and apparently his daughter has come out and saying that he was a drill sergeant.
Yeah. He looks just like one, Eric. I mean, I'm looking at the guy right now. He looks just like him. By the way, Ray Epps had a Trump hat on, too. I thought I'd share that with the people just to show you how they play the game here.
Yeah, you see, now, here's the thing. The FBI cut me out of the website, too. I think they might want to flip it back and put me in as one of their actors because they tried to recruit me because I went there objectively. I wasn't there for the no Trump nonsense.
Yeah.
I've been around the world catching agent provocateurs because it's one of my things I like to do. I can smell rats like from a mile away. Okay? They're some of the most agent provocateurs, for the record out there. You're some of the most low-life people on the face of this earth. Okay.
I'm hearing you. Yep.
I'm sorry to say it. I don't want to sound hateful and all that, but I mean these people, their God is money, and they'll sell out their own family, their own land, their own country, for what? A paycheck?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. And most of them are cops. This is well documented. This is not conspiracy. Okay. Agent provocateur is a age old thing done by the state. Okay. Yeah, so look up Nicholas Bodin. He's on
Nicholas,
my website.
Nicholas Bodin is the name that you're bringing forth. Nicholas
Rodin, R-O-D-I-N-E.
Okay, Rodin. Okay. We'll do it, and I totally appreciate it. I'm going to ride from this point on. Thank you for that call. And interestingly enough, he was there. So we have an eyewitness, and it's interesting how the mainstream media, again, and they're useful idiots, they always seem to have more information than the people that were there. And yet we just had one on the line here, folks. Now, I just want to go and reiterate this because I want to show you some things, and then we'll lead back up to Ray Epps. And then I'll come back full circle, and I'll finish off the show with some of the things that I was going to share before the last phone call. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Did the mainstream media, I seen this when I was grocery shopping. It was on the front page of the paper. Trump's plans for a coup are now public. I started off the first segment of the first hour talking about the movie documentary called The Conspiracy. It's all factual information. If you have not seen that, watch that. You'll understand as to how things are rolling in this country and other countries on a global basis even now. It's through totalitarian means. Every single step of the way, either you're with us or you're against us. Remember Bush said that right after September 11th? Either you're with us or you're with the terrorists. That's exactly right. And you guys know the history of Adolf Hitler. He attacked his own Reichstag, and then he blamed his political opposition to get his people to go attack that country. See, people don't understand the brown shirts. They go in and they create the problem. Just like this one, Ray Epps. But what's interesting about Trump, it's interesting that he was actually called the leader of the coup. Coup is not, as I said earlier, found in Webster's 1828. Insurrectionist is. Okay, so they want you to believe, friends, as they were enticed and allured to Washington, D.C. on January 6th by Donald Trump. Can we all agree on that? That's who invited them to come. Remember, Donald said that he was going to lead them to the Capitol, which he did not do. Which he did not do. When the people were there, remember Donald Trump told his friends in the fake news to go ahead and turn the cameras on all of those that have had enough? Anybody paying attention with me yet? Because everybody that I know in circles across the country know that this whole thing was orchestrated from start to finish. Instead of the people being led to the Capitol by Donald Trump, they were led to the Capitol by Ray Epps, at least one of them. And don't forget about the paid provocateurs that were bussed in to create the problems. Oh, like I said to our friend Eric in New York, don't forget that Ray Epps, the FBI informant, had a Trump hat on. This is the brown shirts. This is how they play the game. Okay? They want you to believe that what's laid to their charge is actually true by acting and dressing up just like them. That's what the brown shirts did. And then what does Adolf Hitler do? He comes in after he creates the domestic insurrection, and he plays the problem solver. Trump's never done that. I'm going to come right back to this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Pope Francis will preside over the funeral of his predecessor, former Pope Benedict XVI. The 95-year-old former pontiff died today at his home in a former monastery in Vatican City. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was felt in the San Diego area northwest of the city a little after 4 this morning. No reports of injuries or damage. Partiers on New Year's Eve, listen up.
If you're planning to ring in the new year by over-imbibing in some alcoholic beverages, avoiding that hangover will take some planning. Overdoing it will cause dehydration and nausea, but medical experts now admitting there is no actual cure for a hangover. If you do plan on drinking alcohol, make sure you drink on a full stomach, stay hydrated with lots of water in between, and if all else fails, just don't drink alcohol.
That's Corey Myers, Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Timothy 2:5. I just seen some people talking about the Pope. The Pope has, since the very beginning of time, and his play on the world stage has been a political figure. I know that this isn't popular, but you know what? A faithful witness delivers souls, Proverbs 27:5. And I'm going to love you enough to tell you what the Word of God says. There's no carnal man that stands between you and God. Folks, 1 Timothy 2:5, there is one God, one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity. The man, Christ Jesus, period. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12, his name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Hallelujah? Yeah. Boy, why is the world in trouble? Because they get away from the Word of God and they begin to follow man. Bible clearly tells us to beware of that. Read Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians 1:10. You heard about how the Pope just died, but due to the fact that the window's wide open for this right now, did you also see that the former pro cyclist, Noel Dijon Chikris, dies? Did you see that? This is brand new. You know, the mainstream media is talking about it, but I just want to show you what in fact is happening, because everybody wants to act like they don't know what's going on when most of us that are paying attention know exactly what's going on. Bob Penny, and again, not saying all of them died from the experimental jab again, but this is brand new. Bob Penny, he dies. whose role in Forrest Gump, I highlighted this yesterday for you. And I want to go to the next one, too, because I just want to show you what came up on my scroll today. Then we had Teal, Brazil's Mighty King of Beautiful Game. He just died, and I'm stuttering and acting stupid for those that are going along with this narrative. Rolling Stones just highlighted Ian Tyson, a Canadian folk great who wrote four songs, Strong Winds. He's dead. This is all brand new information. And again, I'm playing stupid at those that are playing stupid, though we're not stupid. Actor and little person advocate Matt Gogan, he's dead at 40 years old. Wow, a lot of young people dying too, isn't there? Wow, isn't that strange how that's happening, Americans? Oh my goodness. And then we heard of Barbara Wawa. Look at Barbara Wawa, legendary news anchor. She's dead. And I'm not saying that she died from the experimental jab, but I am saying, friends, look at the timeline. And we're seeing this. The mainstream media is coming out with compilations of all the people that were lost just last year. Tenpenny said, wait until 2023 comes about. She said that tsunami is coming. Oh, it is. Yep. Oh, and I'm not done. And again, I'm just piggybacking off what the mainstream media just told you. Did you see this Neil Jimenez, River's Edge and the Water Dance? He's a screenwriter. He just died. This is brand new just today. And again, the list goes on. What about this little guy? Beloved YouTuber Keenan Cahill. He's dead at 27 years old. This is just, folks, this is just for my radio show, just to keep you up on what's going on here. Here's a brand new one, too. Former TNA and Impact Wrestling announcer Don West. He died at 59 years old. And the world doesn't know why or how this possibly happened. Ah. What is going on? I don't know. Go ahead and look at your local obituary. Talk to the counties over from where you live. Ask them what they're seeing over there. Talk to the funeral home directors. They'll tell you it is insane what's going on. How many people are dying? The insurance companies will tell you the increase in people that have been passing. And those that are making claim to the insurance companies. And speaking of the funeral home directors, we highlighted the one that had said 95% of the people that have come through his doors in burying them and having funerals for them, 95% within the last 2 weeks received their experimental jabs. Wow. The mainstream media wants you to know that that's dangerous, what I just told you. Yep, it's dangerous to their agenda. So be it. That's the purpose we're here. Let's get back to the main topic. And what is the main topic? The FBI informant confesses that he orchestrated January 6th, but yet he hasn't been charged. But everybody else has been charged. I just highlighted the fact that Donald Trump, by the mainstream media, was named the leader of the coup. The leader of the coup. Just 2 days ago, folks, January 6th committee drops Trump's subpoena as it winds down. You know why they're not going to charge Trump just like I said they weren't going to? Because he was the controlled operative to lead the people to D.C. in the first place. Just like I told you, he would never be charged. You know what they said? They had a lack of resources. But they had all the resources from that $1.7 trillion bill to take $2.5 billion of it to hire more attorneys to go after people that act like the insurrectionists from January 6th. But what they don't want you to know is they were the ones that hired the provocateurs. Now Donnie's running for the president of the United States of America, and the American people still haven't figured this out. Everybody's in jail except Donald. Here, let me give you some exact numbers here. The NPR.org reported that more than 725 people had been arrested in connection with being at the Capitol. Hey, folks, 14,000 hours of film was redacted or censored or suppressed by your government. 14,000 hours. But I'll tell you what, if you've ever taken the time to go over to Gateway Pundit, they did a great compilation. It's all on film. They were enticed, they were led, they were entrapped, and they were attacked and then accused for the crimes of the provocateurs and the FBI informants. 725 people have been arrested with and in connection with the Capitol riot. 165 have pleaded guilty. 145 of them to misdemeanors and the rest to felonies. By the way, the 165 that pleaded guilty, I can guarantee you they took the lesser of two evils. Because they know that the government is set on setting a precedent. Because the whole message that they're sending right now is don't you dare exercise your rights against us. You work for us, Americans. We don't work for you. And then what do we have? Well, we have none other than now to prove the point, and this has happened in Michigan as well. Don't ever believe the mainstream. Isn't it interesting how everybody's guilty except the guilty? How many times have these same politicians, corrupt politicians, accused Americans of crimes that they've been busted for over and over again? I played it during the first hour. They hate the truth. They don't like real questions. They're protecting themselves. They're fortifying themselves against the very people that they are to protect. Matter of fact, in that $1.7 trillion bill, did you know that they also want to create more outlets? Fortified outlets for the FBI? Apparently, Americans, you know nothing of history. You know that Heydrich that I was talking about earlier? Do you know that he was appointed by Adolf Hitler? He was appointed as the head of the SS and then the SD. You know what his job was to do? Is to go out there and to basically kill, execute. They said evacuate. The word evacuate was the word to execute, to rid themselves of all political opposition. And the Jews were a part of that. The dissidents were a part of that. The gypsies were a part of that. But so was the political opposition. What's happening right now? What's happening right now? Exactly what happened under Heydrich. And you know what's interesting is if the crimes were so... In those crimes, by the way, created more hatred from the world. That's what created the war. That's what we were told through this documentary. The more that the Gestapo, the Brown Shirts, and Adolf Hitler, and Heydrich, and Eichmann, and Himmler, and the list goes on, the more they did to the innocent people, the more the world became enraged. That's why I continuously say, allow their cruelties to swell our ranks. And if you go to Exodus 1:10, the Bible says clearly that the more that the Pharaoh that didn't know the children of Israel, that didn't know Joseph, the more that he afflicted them, the more that they multiplied. You better know that's happening. You better know that's happening, friends. And I'm not talking about lawbreakers. I'm talking about law abiders. Again, I'm making myself real clear as to what I'm saying here, because there is no law protecting these criminals from their crimes. Makes no sense. They're using the law against the law. That's communism. They're doing everything in their power to defend themselves from the indefensible. They're trying to justify the unjustifiable. And what's terrible and what's worse about all this, the American people know it. And yet, how many people, patriots, Christians, real ones, and conservatives, real ones, are in jail right now? And yet, we have in front of our faces Ray Epp saying that he was in front with a few others. He said, I also orchestrated it. And yet, crickets. Why are they in jail, Americans? You know what those people are doing right now? They're praying to the Lord that someone's going to open their eyes, namely the American people, and bring to justice who needs to be brought to justice. To condemn the innocent in Proverbs 17:15 is an abomination in the sight of God. This is a precipice, because we're on it, of the people saying there's no more road to kick the can down the road. Our backs are up against the wall. And yet they do it again. And they do it again, and they do it again. And then they have the temerity, the audacity, to look at the American people and insult those that are exasperated with the crimes of the people that are guilty. It's an insult to justice. It's an insult to heaven, friends, to stand down when we have this sort of information staring us in the face. This is the same information, by the way, that was given to the American people right after January 6th. Same information. Why is anybody being charged? Why has anybody been charged? We just had an eyewitness, Eric from New York, that said he was there. The films prove that the provocateurs were bussed in. And every step of the way, it wasn't the American people that were exercising their First Amendment. It was the provocateurs that were creating the domestic insurrection to send a message to you and me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Just 2 hours on radio. Oh my goodness gracious. Some of you guys on social media, I'm really happy to see that you guys are listening to what the Word is saying, and you guys are just really taking it in. And I got to tell you, I appreciate seeing that. We got some people talking about how the Word of God, namely from heaven, it doesn't talk about anything about prison in the Word of God. No, the only time it does, it talks about being put in ward or put in chains, or it talks about prisons, but they were man-made orders, not God's orders. God called for justice, and they created bureaucracies. And so there's a big difference. Read Mark 7, but I just wanted to give you guys a high five. I love what I'm reading over on Rumble Feed right now. Great, great content, just so you know I was paying attention. Wanted to let you know, we're talking about FBI informant confesses that he orchestrated January 6th. And I'm fleecing the American people, asking you the question, are you going to let this go? Because they'll do it again. That bill I was just talking about, the $1.7 trillion bill, $2.5 billion, they want to hire attorneys. What they're doing is fortifying themselves against the American people that are exercising their God-given rights. You know, in the FBI and the CIA, those attorneys that are sworn to the bar, not to the Constitution, many of them don't even know it. And to those agencies, unconstitutional. Hey, attorneys, think about that. They're unconstitutional agencies, and you're going after people that are standing up against their unconstitutionalities. Why don't you do your homework? You're an embarrassment to mankind. Isn't it interesting that they're fortifying themselves? They're sicking attorneys on people and agencies that have no lawful authority. It's a pretended authority. If you look at the usurpations in the Declaration of Independence, do you know that? But by the way, it's important for people to know this. Do you know that Samuel Adams called the Declaration of Independence, not the first paragraph, the second paragraph, or the third paragraph, but from that point on, 75% of that Declaration of Independence is a proclamation to the world, being candid with the world, of the crimes of the king that would not be ruled by God. Do you know what Samuel Adams called the Declaration of Independence? The catalog of crimes. He was the son of liberty. He was the one that established the correspondence, the Committee of Correspondence, to keep the colonies awake as to what was going on with the king across the pond and what he was responsible for. The catalog of crimes. Oh my goodness, folks. We could write a Declaration of Independence that's 1,000 pages long concerning what the American people have put up with. Our forefathers didn't. They didn't teach us to put up with it. No, they told us to uphold the law against what we're seeing today. Nobody can argue this. Now we have judges in court, folks, telling you that defendants, that if you make reference to the constitutional laws found within the enumerations of them, that they're going to be held in contempt. And then we have article, but I'm empowering the people, going back to Article 3, Section 1. If they don't sit during good behavior, they're impeachable too. Not only is the president impeachable, every branch of government, every occupation or incumbency that's available or filled by the American people today, they are impeachable. And you can prosecute them. It's this impression that they're untouchable. And the Lord said in judgment that they will basically break down the people, that you have no power to stand before them. I don't believe we're there. I believe the people have been dummied down and deceived into believing that we're there. We're not. Americans, Ray Epps, FBI informant, who's been named 1,000 times across this country, and he's, oh my goodness, this guy is in a very dangerous place. He's put himself in a very dangerous place. If he comes up missing, don't be surprised. If he comes up dead, don't be surprised. So they do with witnesses. The American people put pressure on this situation, which they ought to. I would be surprised if he ever made it to the courtroom. And we know who's behind that as well. Okay? So we know Ray Epps confesses in court. I'm going to read it one more time, and I want to show you something else that took place in Michigan, because it's very familiar to what happened there on January 6th concerning Gretchen Whitmer in that of Michigan. This is what it says right here, so you can see it for yourself. So it looks like around 9 a.m. your nephew texts you. This is being said to Ray Epps, FBI informant that led the Patriots over to the Capitol. He said, "You and Jim be safe." And then at 2:12 on January 6th, you text back. This is being proposed to Ray Epps. "I was in the front with few others. I also orchestrated this." Hey, America, every day those people sit in jail, it's on the American people. And you're strengthening the bad people. Okay? Let me go over to Michigan. It's very similar. Isn't it interesting, just recently, and simultaneously, Gretchen Whitmer was dethroned twice by the Supreme Court concerning her illegal executive orders attacking small businesses, people that were being killed in old folks' homes. The list goes on. This woman is a witch, literally. She premised her whole re-election campaign, and don't think for one moment the people in Michigan re-elected her. They did not. Major voter frauds being exposed there right now, 3 blocks away from the Capitol. But what I want you to know is she premised her whole campaign on a Ouija board, introducing her criminal administration. One's a lesbian. She's the attorney general. It's illegal to be a lesbian or a sodomite in that state. and she sits at the highest court. That's what you put up against 1 Kings 13:33. They take the debased and they put them up at the top. That's how you destroy a country. But what really is destroying this country is the American people allowing it. But look at this. At the same time, the January 6th wind down in Donald Trump is set free to run for the presidency again while all the patriots are in jail that followed him there. Co-leader in the Whitmer kidnapping plot sentenced to more than 19 years in prison. Hold on, folks. I got to roll this out. And the reason I say that is because I want you to have the facts here. Okay? What's interesting about the scenario that's being played out here in Michigan is the mainstream media published this at the same time, just recently, okay? What's also interesting to note is the stunning report reveals FBI was entirely behind plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer dependent on right-wing extremists. Just so you understand history, it's exactly what's happening. Involve.com reported that. Then we find the Daily Mail, the five men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer, want charges dismissed because FBI invented conspiracy and informants funded and agitated the movement. Wow. Line upon line, precept upon precept, and again, court found that the FBI informant was paid $50,000 for role in engineered Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. The man was acquitted. How long are you going to let this go on, America? Once a government is committed to the principles of silence and the voice of opposition, you and me, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Who said that? August 5th, 1950, President Harry Truman. Oh, he's also the guy that said the CIA is the American version of the Gestapo. The American people recently, I believe it was 72% to 74%, I can stand corrected for that poll, but 72% to 74% have just stated that the FBI is the American version of the Gestapo in the hands of treasonous Joe Biden. This is your country, American. This is your country, Americans. And if you're willing to do what your forefathers were doing in calling upon and making an appeal to heaven in Jesus' name, he'll do for us what he did for them. He's impartial, friends. He's faithful to 1,000 generations, friends. Seek not the arm of the flesh. Seek the face of God. Get into the Word. Study the book of Psalms. And then read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John after you've read Exodus chapter 20. And when you do so, you're going to begin to understand as the Lord gives you eyes to see an anointing that you might see, 1 John 2:27, to clearly see what is in fact happening here. Do your due diligence. Because the future for our posterity depends on everything that we do right now or don't do. And I love to say it. People always ask me during interviews, Bradley, what's a word of encouragement to the people? I want to give it to you. The history of the church is their backs are up against the wall. But the history of the Lord is he shows himself strong on their behalf. And it's the Lord that said, don't trust in horses, don't trust in spears or swords or the arm of the flesh. Trust in me, but do all that you can do and leave the results up to him. Love you by what we do, and we will see you on Monday. You guys
own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.